Welcome to Recovery Stories Yukon. The purpose of this podcast is to break stigmas, bring hope, and show that recovery is possible within our communities. Today on the show, we have Mike N. He lives in Dawson City, is 47 years old, and his sobriety date is February 28th, 2023. Welcome, Mike.
I started doing the drugs when I was like, I guess 15, with the sleeping pills and alcohol first. And after that, I started doing the speed. But that gives me like, you know, psychosis and stuff like that. So I tried to calm it down a little bit with heroin. And I ended up doing a kind of speedball thing for another 6 years or so. It's like 8 years, actually. I went through the several treatments, 16 treatments. And on the end, I decided I'm going to stop doing that. And it went well. I was clean for, even not drinking, for 8 months or something. And after that, I started drinking slowly because the group of people around me was like, there's alcohol was involved in everything what he did. We were kind of, I was kind of camping in the woods, you know. So the beer and wine and stuff like that was, and after I started drinking home too, a lot, every day, and drinking, I was drinking since then. 10 times I was in a kind of that hospital care. It was a detox and 3 months of treatment. I never went there full 3 months. A few times I was there just for the winter to get my body back together and have a little rest, lower the tolerance. And after those 10 treatments, they were opening a new commune for people addicted to drugs. And that's a treatment for a year, usually, sometime longer. It can be shorter, but usually it's longer. And I was, after this first commune, I was there like 6 months, and I was clean just for 2 days because I met the girl in the treatment when we started doing it together. And the second time I was there again 6 months, and I was clean almost a year and a half, and I started drinking because I lost my partner, and I was back where I was before. And third time in the commune, I was there just because I was already a year and a half clean and have so many therapy behind me, so I kind of knew what I want and what I want to do. It was just a month and a half, and I'm clean from the drugs since then. My very last treatment was actually, that was just like because my mom told me that I never finished any treatment, so I went to this one because it looks to me like easy, so I did it for her and for my partner, trust me.
What was your childhood like in regarding to alcohol and drugs? Did you have drinking in the home?
I lived until my 10. I lived only with my mom, and my mom basically never drank. She had like a glass of wine. And my biological father was an alcoholic. I know that since I was a kid, but I never lived with him or something. He left us when I was like 2 years old. And alcohol was, I was basically living in an alcohol-free home. I finished my trade school. I'm a cabinet maker. And I wanted to go like on a kind of university and start doing like a psychology and helping the people addicted to drugs. And because I was like 15, almost 16, and I started visiting the clubs, so I decided that the best way how to do it and start to do this is experience that. And I get hooked up, like, after the very first time I tried and something. Not the pills, they kind of did nothing for me because you don't remember basically anything. Mm-hmm. But since I tried the speed first time, I just couldn't stop. Like, right away.
So you wanted to take psychology and help people, but you hadn't done drugs yet and you wanted to experience, so you had a better grasp of what you were going through? So you'd been clean from drugs for a long time. And then when did you move to Dawson?
It was 2011, I believe.
Was that from Czech?
Yeah, from Czech.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you got here, you were drinking every day at that point?
Yeah.
And how did things play out when you first moved here?
So I moved here first, and my family was waiting home because that immigration process didn't allow them to be here. So I actually had even more freedom kind of thing, you know. Right. So I was drinking every day like 15 beers. And after that, family showed up and I just kept doing it. And since then, every day, 12 years in DOS.
And when did you find that drinking was really becoming an issue for you?
Long time ago. 5, 6, 7 years ago for sure. And I tried to like lower it, you know, but I couldn't because like every time I do something like this, drugs or now alcohol, I just do. If I have a 24 at home, I will drink it. If I have a 6-pack, I will drink it. So I figured out there was starts to be not a problem with money because I never drank at work or so. Mm-hmm. I drank before the work and after work, but never drank at work. And I was always working, so we kind of did have money, but it cost lots of money.
What was the day like for you from waking up to going to bed?
That was a day when my wife left the house. We had a big argument, and she said that she don't want to live like this, and yeah, that was a point. And now I have a really strong motivation. I hope she will come back, but who knows?
And that was the last day that you drank?
Yeah.
Do you talk to your kids about alcohol?
Yeah, I do, because my mom never, when I was like a kid, never told me much about my dad. There wasn't point to. Like, now I know we kind of have it in the family. Mm-hmm. I figured out that my grandfather was a hard drinker too. My dad is, biological dad is a hard drinker. So I told my sons about my history, even a bit of drugs. And I told them they will struggle with this because we all have ADHD too, so mm-hmm. it's just kind of part of it. And because I want to protect them from doing the same mistakes. My oldest son is in the same troubles like I was now. My middle son doesn't drink at all. And my youngest son is too young to start, so it's safe for now.
Right. Hopefully he'll see what a great role model of your being and go a different path. Is there a story that you can remember in active addiction that just really sums up what you were like at that time?
I wouldn't say story, but like when I drank, when I was like 20, 15 years ago, because I was drinking always beer and I was drinking hard alcohol too, but not too much. And at some point I find out that the hard alcohol makes me like super aggressive, like mm-hmm. just one shot, just, and when I punched my best friend, I decided I'm not gonna drink hard alcohol anymore, so I didn't drink hard alcohol for 15 years. I drink just a beer because that was, I don't know, it was excuse or whatever, but it was better for a while. It was just beer is beer. After a while, it starts to be same like with the hard alcohol. I was absolutely uncontrolled and get mad super easy. Yelling around, yelling on everybody, even my friends, even my family. Nobody deserves to be yelled on. Yeah, and that was probably the biggest problem.
What is one thing that you wish everyone knew about addiction?
It can happen to everyone. If you have a family like I do, or you are from a family where nobody knows about the drugs, and they are like a family friend, once I was in a rehab, mom told me, she came to my mom's house and she said, like, what did you do wrong? What is wrong with your son? How this happened? That would never happen to me. And 2 years later, they both had sons. This can happen to everybody.
If there is someone listening to this right now that is thinking about getting sober, what would you say to them?
It's worth it.
Lastly, what are you most grateful for in sobriety?
Probably that I have a chance to repair my relationship with my sons. And in the future, I hope I can repair my relationship with my wife too.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, you can get help by calling the Yukon Government Mental Wellness and Substance Use Services at 1-866-456-3838 or by reaching out to Theki Anate Fly Like an Eagle program at 867-333-2497 If you would like to share your story on this podcast, please email recoverystoriesyukon@gmail.com.